mind. Blows your mind.
All right. You know, we're going to open up the Diamond Mine phone lines at 849-3356 now and let you call in because we got a whole bunch of people here, and they're going to man the phones for us. So at 849-3356, you call in right now with your Diamond Mine requests on this Friday night in Los Angeles.
KB Diamond, KBLO.
From the rainy days comes the mind rock sound that made the importance of the Diamond Mine a being. In my mind lives the forest.
Black pictures painted with tears, shallow dreams of love's lost years, little broken statues falling down. Deep holes like children's faces, floating vast haunted places. Who do I trust when he's not around? And in my mind lives a forest. Feel the leaves falling down. Listen to the leaves caress the ground. Then tell me, what is a king with no crown? My world is just endless halls, more cells and lots and gray walls. How many hours have I cried? Nothing to believe, and yet I know I can't leave. So just where can I hide? And in my mind lives a forest. I can feel the leaves falling down. Listen to the leaves caress the ground. Then tell me, a king with no crown. Soft silent voices I hear, so distant and yet so near. Empty words sit in rhyme. And all the clocks with no hands leave nothing to understand. In a world with no time. And in my mind lives a forest. I can feel the leaves falling down. Listen to the leaves caress the ground. Then tell me, what is a king with no crown?
It's 10:13 in the Diamond Mine on a Friday night. This is from Kerry Caruso, who says, harpsichord and symmetry, sweetness flowing endlessly, creating tunes of lengthened peace, so pleasant let it never cease. Wield the keys in the dusk of night and play the keys in sheer delight. Aurora from the chandelier diffuses splendid laughter here. The room arrayed in daintiness, the mood depicting soft caress. Exquisite pictures from your mind, flowing contentment now is yours to find. Purple rays alight my way, no difference now between night and day. And first you see endless design, and then no limit to the time. Rhythm beats into your brain, and pounding agony to disdain. And soon it will all disappear, and there'll be nothing at all to fear. Out of sight. Temperature is still 64 degrees in the final phase of a Friday night Diamond Mine. It's Camp North Hollywood presents Dancing to the Gross National Product. Minimum age is 17. $150 admission includes your free beverage. Better watch out what they're putting in the beverages at It's Camp. Dancing until 2 a.m. this weekend at It's Camp in North Hollywood. It's all right on a Friday night in the Diamond Mine. Out of sight, under my thumb, and it's in the Diamond Mine, speeding down the highway till midnight tonight on a Friday night in Los Angeles, where it's 10:18 KBLA Super Music Time.
Be the first person to call the Hullabaloo at Hollywood 68281 when the next Animal record is played, and win free 2 tickets to the giant animal concert at the Hullabaloo next weekend. Listen for the next Animal record, then call the Hullabaloo at Hollywood 68281.
Super 15 KBLA.
Cooking from Burbank tonight. Taking on the big timers uptown, whatever water flower power we got. Consumed in the walking blue-eyed soap bubble, it's Frankie Valli.
Say you'll understand.
Last girl I knew whose name was Marianne, that was Marianne Farrington, folks. And Marianne Farrington was a lovely girl. She lived in, back in Nebraska. It was Scotts Bluff, Nebraska, and I was working back there at the time. I was a young scallion, just a young whippersnapper. But anyway, Marianne Farrington was elected Miss Firecracker of 1962, and I was elected Mr. Punk that year. And that's the year that Marianne and I got lit. Which may not interest anybody, but what the heck? It's the Jefferson Airplane. The motors are revving. The propellers are turning. Your mind is spinning and everything's groovy. And it's Friday night among the red roses of the flower garden of the Diamond Mine. An airplane, and that's White Rabbit, and it's all right, and everything's groovy on a Friday night, and the Diamond Mine was 64 degrees now in Los Angeles.
Come groove to the out-of-sight sounds of the Fabulous Impressions, June 8th through the 18th only at the Whiskey A Go-Go on Sunset Strip.
Keep pushing. I'm pushing tonight. I'm pushing. The final hour and a half of KBLA, the station that almost made it.
Of mankind, dead kings, many things I can't define. Old cages, fire, sweat, and flutter your mind. In the sense of temperaments, the color of time. Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose. In the sense of temperaments, meaningless bounds. Turn on, then turn your eyes around. Look at yourself, look at yourself. World in two. Throw your pride to one side, it's the least you can do. Beatniks and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose. Mankind, dead kings, many things I can define.
Still atomic contemplation of a Friday night. The Diamond Mine phone lines are being manned at 849-3356 in case you'd like to dial in for a perfectly matched pair of mustard-colored clothes plims, or take your chance on a tape recording of Nirvana's nearsighted nobleman reciting those rosy recitals. Oh, sorry about that, fight fans. We've already played that record. This is Donna's Gone, and it's by L.T. Josie.
To the railway station, didn't know her destination. Only thing she would say is things will work out better.
Gentlemen, from Burbank, you're listening to the Dave Diamond Show on your proven much more music station.
Super 15 KBLA.
It's 10:30 in the Diamond Mine. Everything was groovy on this Friday night. Up in her room. Where else?
I'm in a room, since I'm not on a town. I'm in a room, since I'm so filled.
10:44 in the Diamond Mine. That's all 15 minutes of the Seeds up in her room. Groovy Man on a Friday night, grooving until midnight tonight. And at midnight tonight, a brand new radio station for all of you to listen to. At midnight tonight.
Now, the call of the inner mind beckons you to the psychedelic vibrations of the Cheetah. Blow your mind into the world's most pulsating light show. Are you ready for the Cheetah? Can you dig Cheetah's Mod Mod Boutique and Psychedelic Shop? Held over for one more week by popular demand, LA's hottest new group, the Hamilton Streetcar.
Invisible people, invisible people.
Plus the out-of-sight sounds of the kitchen sink. Take a trip to the Cheetah, number 1 Navy Street, Santa Monica, next to POP. It's happening every night except Monday. Sunday night, a heavy special with 8 bands starting at 8:30 p.m. The Cheetah is where it's at.
I wouldn't worry too much, though.
Russian premieres will arrive in New York. Details in 10 minutes. Valley News first on KBLA.
Take a trip on the Hamilton Streetcar at the Cheetah. At the sound of the Hamilton Streetcar bell, call 392-4501. Third caller gets a free pass for two to the Cheetah. Catch the Hamilton Streetcar at 392-4501. Here's the KBLA Valley Calendar.
All right, fight fans, I've got it. Cool it, man. Wait a minute. Cool it now. Well, here we are, folks, an experienced aviation personnel. Now serve as weekend warriors at the Naval Air Station in Los Alamitos for 4 days, pay one weekend, plus a chance to spend 14 days in uniform. Get information on it. Contact the Naval Air Station, Los Alamitos, California.
Send your club or civic announcement to Valley Calendar, KBLA, Burbank.
Pro Call Harem. Out of sight record called A Whiter Shade of Pale, and that's... Man, that's when the end is creeping up on you.
We skip the light fandango. Turns cartwheels across the floor. I was feeling kind of seasick. Just as well.
That's Procol Harum, ladies and gentlemen. And Procol's got himself a big record. And if it calls for a pro, Procol's going to take care of business, isn't he? With a whiter shade of pale. It's 10:50 now in the Diamond Mine on a Friday night in Los Angeles. Got to take care of a little business here. And I got a groovy, thing to read to you in a moment. It was brought by a very interesting lady. In the Diamond Mine.
They're here in a hullabaloo after-hours exclusive, the mightiest of all San Francisco groups, the Grateful Dead. Yes, the fantastic Grateful Dead in their exclusive hullabaloo debut this Friday for both the early show and the after-hours. Plus, hullabaloo stars the Yellow Pages. And with their new smash recording of Children Ask, The Power.
Children ask if he is dead.
Be there for the one and only LA appearance of the mighty Grateful Dead, plus hullabaloo stars the Yellow Pages and the Power. That's the Grateful Dead this Friday only. Two big shows, 8 p.m. at the Hullabaloo and 1 a.m. for the out of sight Hullabaloo After Hours. That's the Hullabaloo Sunset and Vine in Hollywood.
10:51 in the Diamond Mine. When you were young, things were pretty groovy. There weren't so many problems closing in on you as there are today. Eric Burdon tells it just about like it is. On a Friday night in the Diamond Mine from KBLA.
So much colder then. My father was a soldier then. And times were very hard when I was young. When I was young. Smoked my first cigarette at 10, and for girls I had a bad yen, and I had quite a ball when I was young. My faith was so much stronger then. I believed in fellow men, and I was so much older then. When I was young, when I
It's an eerie Friday night in Los Angeles, the final phase of the Diamond Mine, sliding into oblivion with 1 hour and 5 minutes left to go. I wove for you a flower crown upon your wondrous hair, and the purple blending with the brown and sweetness dying there. Pale flowers kiss your hair and die, their hearts not like your heart, their beauty but an ardent sigh of petals blown apart. Oh, joy, your heart's childhood, your tender beauty shines as flowers never shone in wood nor sun in summer's shrine. The flowers cannot live a year, swift be their lives to love. Perennial be the wreath I wear that your dear fingers wove.
Out of sight!
makes me want to go out and clip my fingernail. Wallowing in it tonight. Dream juice machine is turned on, dispensing those beautiful perfume bubbles. And the fume room is spurting. And I'm flying jet flight 169 of Diamond Mine Airways until midnight.
Information.
At 10:55, it's partly cloudy with light smog in the valley. This is Gary Whitaker for your information. With the Middle East situation taking a new turn, administration officials say President Johnson wants to be in the Washington area this weekend. He's canceled a weekend stay in Texas, flying to Austin Friday night to deliver a speech, but planning to return to Washington early Saturday. In that Austin speech, the president pledged the United States will do its part to help obtain peace in the Middle East. He said one requirement is that each nation recognize its neighbor's right to existence. Instead of meeting Australian Prime Minister Holt in Texas, President Johnson will confer with him tomorrow afternoon at Camp David, Maryland. That change in plans touched off speculation Mr. Johnson might want to be at Camp David in case arrangements are made for him to meet with Soviet Premier Kosygin. Funeral services for former bank official Fred R. Weddington, a North Hollywood Pioneer resident, will be held Monday. Weddington died yesterday at his home at the age of 88. Services will be conducted at 10 a.m. in the Steen Lortensen Chapel in North Hollywood. Weddington, an Iowa native who lived in Los Angeles for 76 years, was a retired vice president of the Security First National Bank and founded the North Hollywood investment firm bearing his name. He's North Hollywood's first constable many years ago. He leaves his daughter, Mrs. Betty Becker, of North Hollywood, two nieces, and four grandsons. Despite strong protests from residents of the area, the Van Nuys Planning Commission has tentatively approved construction of a condominium project on the valley side of the Santa Monica Mountains. Homeowners near the proposed building site on the northeast side of Mulholland Drive, east of Coldwater Canyon, voiced strenuous objection to the granting of a permit for the condominium. They argued that the project is nothing more than apartment houses in disguise and will pave the way for more apartment building in the area. That section has heretofore been limited to single-family dwellings. The zoning colleagues of Charles P. Flanagan have endorsed the recently retired city planning commissioner despite charges brought against him by a Los Angeles newspaper. Flanagan, who said he resigned because he could not expose himself and his family to such unfounded and undocumented personal harassment, denied any irregularities during his tenure on the commission. Yorty said Flanagan told him several months ago of an intention to resign from the commission once it had become fully staffed. The planning commissioners, according to Yorty, expressed deep regret over the resignation in a letter sent to Flanagan on July 8th. The letter, written by Commissioners Ellis A. Jarvis, Melville C. Branch, Alan T. Murphy, and John J. Pollen, said Flanagan had contributed to the sound, forward-looking planning in this city. Permission was granted today by the City Planning Commission for construction of the $7.5 million Sheraton Universal Hotel near Universal City. The 20-story hotel, the first concrete frame building in Los Angeles exceeding 160 feet in height, will be located at 3800 Lancashire Boulevard. Prior to last November, reinforced concrete structures were limited to 160 feet because of inconclusive data on their earthquake resistance capability. That according to Mayor Sam Yorty. Plans for the Sheraton Universal Hotel call for 480 guest rooms, a grand ballroom with a capacity of 1,400 occupants, and a rooftop lounge. A semi-subterranean garage with parking space for nearly 400 cars also will be built. 4,000 U.S. Marines have gone into South Vietnam's Central Highlands to reinforce Americans in the face of communist infiltration from Cambodia and Laos. The move was ordered last month but was not announced until Friday for security reasons. In the air war, U.S. pilots destroyed a surface-to-air missile site near North Vietnam's panhandle city of Vinh and bombed roads and bridges just north of the demilitarized zone. One U.S. plane was down, but its pilot was rescued. 600 men from the amphibious assault carrier USS Princeton returned to Southland Shores for a five-month combat tour off the coast of South Vietnam. Navy Ensign Jerry Coleman informs KBLA News.
During her five-month deployment, the Princeton participated in three major amphibious operations. The first of these was Beacon Hill 1, in which Marines from the carrier killed 340 North Vietnamese soldiers in 12 days of fierce fighting just south of the demilitarized zone. A month later, Marines from the Princeton were landed again, this time to destroy a Viet Cong sanctuary in northern Tao Tien province. The operation went by the code name of Beacon Star.
On Capitol Hill, Senator Russell Long said today that charges against Senator Thomas Dodd are based on tainted evidence. Earlier, Dodd met with newsmen in Washington.
Are you satisfied with the way Senator Long is handling your case?
Well, I don't think that's it. A matter of satisfaction. He's a senator, and he's doing what he thinks he should do.
Senator Dodd, some of your colleagues seemed to feel yesterday that the very fact that a senator solicits funds for private purposes from his constituents, that holds the Senate up to disrepute. How do you feel about that?
Well, that's a new thing to me. I hadn't ever been informed about that.
The Angels took a doubleheader from Baltimore 2-1 and 5-3. Heavyweight Jimmy Fletcher's reported in satisfactory condition today following a night in California Hospital in Los Angeles. Fletcher is undergoing observation after being stopped in the fourth round last night by Mel Turnbull at the Olympic Auditorium. It took several minutes to revise Fletcher, but he left the ring under his own power. He has a 2-1 favorite, but was knocked out in the fourth round. Low clouds in the morning with local drizzle, becoming sunny in the afternoon Saturday and Sunday. Not much temperature change. Overnight lows 55 to 60. High Saturday 75 to 84. Here in Burbank it's 60. At the beach is 60. In Los Angeles 62. For your information, this is Gary Whitaker from KBLA in Burbank.
Davey Diamond blows your mind.